caring about what other people thought about my business decision was never going to get me where I wanted to be, and their opinions were never going to be productive for my future.
Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions.
Hey, Mommy Millionaires, I am so excited about today's special episode because it is with some actual Mommy Millionaires, you guys. So we're going to be interviewing some of the girls from our Millionaires Society, and we're talking about how mindset really is the foundation of everything you want to create in your life. If you don't have your mind right, it's really hard to create the life of your dreams. So I want to remind every single one of you guys that if you're listening into this and you're not a part of the society, head over to mommymillionaire.co and join the wait list. We follow a closed membership formula. So that way when people join in, we can really give them all the love and attention that they deserve. So it's opening up very, very soon. And you want to be a part of the wait list so you know, and you can take advantage of it. So you guys, things have been crazy over at Mommy Millionaire headquarters because we just launched the Mommy Millionaire Academy. We're filling up spots for our Mommy Millionaire Mastermind for 2020. And we're also finalizing all the details for the Mommy Millionaire Tour that is going to be happening. But what's crazy about this is that you can only come to the events in 2020 if you're a Millionaire Society member. So it's going to be very exclusive because I want to make sure that people that are investing in themselves with Mommy Millionaire get the most love and attention from our crew. And we really want to help you guys all go to the next level. So, you know, this is a shameless plug. If you're not in the group, get in the group, right? What are you doing with your life? So if you still have questions about why you should be in there, we're going to talk to some Millionaire Society members right now. All right. So first up, I have an amazing, amazing woman who found me through my podcast, I think about a year ago. And she is originally from Orange County. She had a woodworking business, and then she got introduced to network marketing. She straight blew up her network marketing business. But what she found was that she needed some help with helping these women help themselves. And so she promotes the Millionaires Society like crazy because she wants people on her team to grow and grow and grow. Now, Krista Parney also puts on her own events for women empowerment. She's coaching people all over the world on how to be successful. And she is a member of the Millionaires Society. She is a wife and a mom of three with one more on the way. And she is just obsessed with helping you become a boss babe. So, Krista, welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. I'm so, so excited to do this with you.
All right. So, you know, you have been really killing it lately. And I've been watching you on social media. And the first time I recognized you was when you posted about my podcast and I reposted you. And I remember my sister-in-law texted me and she goes, "You know Salvaged Soul?" And I was like, "No, she just
stop it."
She just posted, you know, like, what am I supposed to know her or something? And she was like, "She's huge. I've been following her for years." Like, she was obsessed with you. And I thought,
Oh my God, that is so cute. I love it.
It was so funny. So I was like, okay, I think I need to pay attention to this girl because clearly people like her. And obviously I found out I love you and I'm so excited you're a part of the society. So, you know, how, first of all, Salvaged Soul, like I didn't even know your name for a while. And I think a lot of people didn't.
They don't know my name. 90% of people just are, "Hi, are you Salvaged Soul? You're Salvaged Soul. So yeah, I'm totally used to that.
Okay. So you know, you got involved in network marketing and you were a skeptic turned lover. And there's like a lot of like mindset issues that come along with that. Like, you know, it's basically going from like, I love my ego to
no, I love service, and it's making that shift, right? And so how did you do that?
Honestly, I've never had it put in that perspective, but it is 100% spot on. Like, oh my gosh, because here's how I explain it. I always tell people, you know, when they say, oh, I can't do this, I'm in this type of business, how would I convert? Or I'm a business owner in a clothing shop, who's going to buy shampoo from me? And I'm like, girl, I sold furniture. Like, I converted from furniture to shampoo. Like, if I can do this, you can do this too. And, you know, what I tell people is, I think that, and I don't want to say this is something that I struggled with, but it definitely was egotistic, because I went from being the girl that walked into the party that they were like, oh my God, you just filmed with the Housewives, or oh my God, you just did this. And it was like, my woodwork was, it was a big deal. And, right. You know, everything that I did was like a really big deal. And then now I walk into a party and it's like, okay, don't talk to her unless you want to buy shampoo. Don't talk to her unless you want to hear about direct sales. Like, it just went from like one extreme to the next. So I think that I had a lot of mindset, you know, I don't want to say issues, but issues that I had to like work through to grow my success in this business. But I was committed because I saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and I knew that caring about what other people thought about my business decision was never going to get me where I wanted to be, and their opinions were never going to be productive for my future.
Right. They're never going to pay your bills, like I always say. Like,
for sure.
So, I mean, I can totally relate to that, because I think any of us that have been in network marketing, you know that feeling when you walk in and you're like, people are, especially like if you're like still in the age of network marketing, I like to call it, because it's all you can talk about. It's like you just live and breathe for that product. And now I love walking into a room and people not having that feeling, but because it's just, you know, but anyways, I totally get that. And I think with listening into the Mommy Millionaire podcast and being a part of the society, it can help you really focus on, you know what, your opinion of yourself is the most important thing that matters. And so
100%.
Krista, like, what is your opinion of yourself right now?
My opinion of myself is that I am committed to success for myself and my team. Hmm. So I know that I am willing to do whatever it takes to get there without any of the white noise around me or any of the haters. And I think that my mission is just to literally, and that's why, I mean, the society has helped me so much with my presentation on how to help my girls with their mindset. Yeah, that's kind of like really where I'm at right now in my business and in my life.
I love that. You're committed. And a lot of people are just interested. They're not committed in changing their life and you know, being in service to other people. And so I think that is the secret sauce, is being committed. And I think being in the society, you kind of become aware if you're a wannabe or an actual like doer and action taker. And a lot of the wannabes have kind of like trickled themselves on out of the group, which makes me happy.
For sure.
Right? I'm like, no, we have no room here for wannabes. Like, only people that are willing to do whatever it takes, committed to, you know, being in service. And so like one of the things that I found in like being a coach and like having all these people come on the coaching sessions, a lot of them are your girls. It's so cute. And a lot
Thank
of
you so much.
And a lot of people struggle with the same thing, right? Sometimes we think that our problems are so unique, right? And our shame is so unique. But when
for
we
sure.
get and we watch people get coached live, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling with the exact same thing. I had no idea that other people had the same struggle. And I think, do you believe that that is helpful when you're building a business?
Relatability is probably the number one thing that people need to have when they're growing a business. And I think that that's how I've been able to grow my business, is being relatable, being real, not trying to have this cookie cutter, you know, journey and talking about all the bad times. And I think that one of my favorite parts about the society that I made my girls, I'm like, you guys have to see this. And I'm so glad when we did that, you know, private coaching, they were able to get a really good feel for that, because it has helped me so much, not only with little things that I'm like need help with in my mindset that I was able to relate to someone, but helped me so much as a leader be able to handle certain situations where I could now see girls feeling that way or, you know, kind of just going through the motions of the process that you do with them.
Yeah.
And kind of implementing that into the structure of mentoring my team.
Oh my gosh, that makes me so excited. So excited. That's why I always say, like, pay attention to everything that I'm doing. You guys can do the same thing. And as a leader, I think one of the most important qualities you can have in any business, you guys, if you're a leader in any way, shape, or form, a mom, you know, a wife, you know, we are the leaders. And you've got to have that empathy factor, right? And so you see all these people being coached and you're seeing that all of these women are actually a lot of them are coming from that hurt little girl space. And if you're dealing with any mean girls in the world, it's actually just like little girls just like fighting, basically.
For sure.
I'm super aware of that. And you're like, oh, wait, like this has nothing to do with me. It has to do with like they haven't fixed that like inner child stuff. And I see it all the time with like my 7-year-old daughter. And I know you have boys, but you know, like right now, even like there's already drama like happening in second grade. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, I like have to like, you know, basically do the mommy millionaire method with her when she gets home. We're like, what happened? Okay, let's walk through, let's practice forgiveness. And a lot of parents don't do that, right? But I almost feel like the Millionaire S Society is like reparenting a lot of these adult people because it's teaching them how they need to reparent themselves because they didn't have every parent is just doing the best that they can. But usually it was a hurt little girl that ended up being a mom, like, you know, and all these things start to happen. So anyway, I freaking love the work that you're doing and I'm so freaking excited that you're a part of this society.
Thank you so much. I am too.
Yeah. And just the way that you show up. And one thing I want everybody to just take away from Krista is the way that you show up and the belief that you have in yourself is contagious. And I think that's why you're successful. And I think that's why I look at you and I'm like, she's just literally getting started right now. She's just getting started. But tell me, like, where do you see, you know, yourself like in 30 years?
In 30 years, Kayla, I thought you were going to say in like 30 days or 30 years. I just see myself enjoying life with my grandkids and not ever having a financial care in the world and being able to literally live my best life with the most time freedom and just helping, still continuing. I'm never, ever, ever going to stop doing what I'm doing in one way or another because it's truly my passion and it's what I love.
Yeah.
So maybe that wouldn't be in direct sales, but maybe it's in coaching and maybe it's in, you know, something else because it's, like I said, it's what I love. It's what I do. It's what I want to do. So just helping people get through life, you know, through all of my trial and error of being an old lady then. Thanks.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can still be salvaged soul OG, right? Is that what it is now?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Salvage Soul OG.
Okay, so I wasn't going to bring this up, but okay, yeah. I'm going to recap really quick what she just said right here. The importance of that question, you guys, is that's why you invest in yourself and you get yourself into groups and you get mentored by people is because you're so in the now. You're thinking about that next big goal that you have, but mentors will push you to think even bigger than that. And what I can point out about Krista is she's already doing that. She's already living her dream life, the one that she's called out. She doesn't have her grandkids yet, but you should see her. If you follow her on social media, she's truly enjoying her life. And probably the only thing is like now the finances will catch up and it's already on its way to catch up with that, right? To being in that true financial freedom.
Yes.
You can do whatever you want and give however you want. So makes me excited. But we got to talk about this fact that your account got hacked. Like, when was that? Was that like 2 months ago?
Okay, so it was in August, I think.
I mean, that would have thrown most people out of the game. You guys, she had an account that had how many? 45,000 followers?
Yeah, I think it was almost 47.
Mm.
And I mean, that had been an account. That was my like journal of my entire business growing Salvage Soul. So it was really heartbreaking in a sense of like, I guess just imagine like all your baby's baby photos just being like gone. And that was the part that really like shook me with having my account hacked.
Well, tell people how you did it, because it's crazy. I literally just got a text message this morning from like some random number that said, hey, your Instagram photo has been issued in for a copyright error. If you don't click this link to fix like the problem.
Oh and my gosh. That's
most so people would have clicked the link, right? But because like I've heard a lot of these horror stories, and that's why I want to bring it up to all you mommy millionaires out there. Do not freaking click any links like this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You guys. Okay. So, well, I mean, with nearly 50,000 followers on Instagram, I have a lot of brands reach out to me and wanting to collaborate and wanting to work together. And one of the brands that I've actually worked with in the past was Electric. And I don't know if most of you know Electric sunglasses.
Yeah.
They're kind of like a surf brand. So I had got an email and it was from Electric. And the email wasn't the one that I normally would communicate through, but I didn't really think twice about it because I'm like, everyone hires PR nowadays. Like maybe they just hired a PR company or maybe, you know, so I clicked on the email. We were on our way home from the river. I had my left hand holding the bottle up for the baby. I was, you know, scrolling through my emails with my right hand on the phone, really just, oh, Electric. Oh, they must have a new influencer program. It said something about an ambassador program. So I was like, well, that would be cool. I've never worked with them like this. So I really, really just assumed that they had hired a PR company and were starting something new. So I clicked on the link and it brought me to my Instagram. And I mean, looking back in hindsight, obviously, I'm like, why did I log in? Like from, you know, my Safari, it pops up. And I logged in my Instagram and I went back to the baby, you know, fixing the bottle, and then scrolled up in my emails. And you guys, I did not have my, like the two-factor authentication or whatever on. I did not have that on. So I never got a text message or anything for everything being changed. And then I saw at the very top of my emails that my email address had been changed and my heart literally sunk. Oh. I did not put two and two together yet though. I didn't put it together until literally the next day that logging it. Cause in my head, I was still like Electric. I've worked with Electric before, right. Like whatever. I knew in that moment it was gone forever though. Like I'm very intuitive and I just knew like it, I wasn't getting it back. So long story short, I had gotten, you know, kind of emails from the people who had hacked it and a lot of the writing, they had changed my account. They had, everything was now in like German or something. I don't know. And it was crazy.
It
and then I had got emails.
Still listening about this. This is crazy.
I know. It's honestly so crazy because it can happen so easily to anyone who has built their account for years, you know? Mm-hmm. So when that had happened, I, the next day, had received emails from them and they were requesting money. And honestly, you guys, some people would call me dumb for doing this, but I really had nothing to lose by sending, you know, a few hundred dollars here. And then I ended up doing it again with another supposed hacker that was going to be able to get it back. So I think total, I had invested like $800 on trying to get it back. I had found one guy that was like super reputable. He took a 50% deposit. Came back to me and said, I'm sorry, I can't get it. Gave me my deposit back. Then I had someone reach out to me directly from Instagram that did basically side job and was charging.
Was that the guy I connected you with, or did that guy ever help you, or what happened with that?
Yeah. So that they weren't able to get it.
They weren't able. Okay.
Mm-mm. And,
but so, what's so cool, I was just looking at your account. I'm like, you've already built up the brand new Instagram. Like you already have over like 10,000 followers. You're getting like 2,000.
We just hit like 13. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, and people were like looking for you. They're like, where is she? Like, and that just goes to show you, I mean, you built that up over time, but now it's kind of cool. I mean, and I know I've heard you say this. It's like, now you have your real people that are
for sure, long
for this next journey, right, with you. So I think it's so freaking cool. I even had people message me and like, where is Salvage Soul? Because like I did a post, I was like, her. So,
oh my God, I love it.
About you, like that you could just like, you were resilient, right? Because that would have taken most people like out of the game. Like, oh my gosh, like,
yeah,
it's so hard to rebuild. And you just got, you know, you're just like, here, we're going to make it better than ever. And that's truly what you've done. So I feel so
blessed. You can't dwell on like the negative. Like I could have looked at that. You're right. I could have looked at that and it could have taken me down. But honestly, I really, truly did look at that. Like this is literally going to weed out anyone who followed me for the wrong reasons.
Yep.
Because the people that love me or my brand or, you know, my journey are going to find me, and they have. My people have found me, and I'm so thankful for them.
My people have found me. I love it. Okay. Well, so next up, you guys, we have somebody that I've known for a long time. And she was friends with my friend in high school. Mandy's a verbalist. I don't know if you're listening in, but we'll see. Maybe you still talk to Mandy, Julianne, but we'll see. And then she ended up, her dad ended up working for my father-in-law. And I've just kind of like known her for a long time because we're from Bakersfield. So all of our Bakersfield girls listening in, you got to support the local business, Mommy Made Encapsulation. And what I love about Julianne is she has built this, like she's turned this crazy idea into an amazing company that is continuing to grow, continuing to help so many moms out there. And anyways, I'm just so excited because you've been a part of the society. You've been following me on social media, listening to the podcast. And I've seen you just freaking grow. So welcome to the show, Julianne Corona.
Thank you, Kayla. So honored to be here and be able to talk to everybody and just kind of share a little bit about how it's been helping me to maybe help, you know, all the people out there listening.
Yay! Okay, so tell us really quickly, you know, like how did you take this, like, encapsulation idea and make it into a business? Because there's still people out there that think what you're doing is so freaking weird, right?
Yeah, absolutely disgusting.
I love it. I love it. I would have another baby just to do it.
You totally should, and it's life changing. But basically what happened is I became pregnant with my firstborn. Now, gosh, she's going to be 4 in February. So I mean, quite a while ago. And I started, you know, as a mom, you start Googling and searching everything pregnancy and birth related, right? And I came across women eating their placenta. Now, with the thought of eating my own placenta just like that, or even in a smoothie, like really turned me off. But I read all the benefits and really the science behind why women eat their placenta. And I fell in love with it. And I saw that, on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that Kim had actually had her placenta turn into pills. And so I began my search for finding somebody to do that. And I could not find anybody local that offered that service. And not only that, but in a way that made me feel comfortable. And I think that would make other moms feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know where they did this at. They were charging a lot of money to have it done. Sometimes they would come and do it in your kitchen as well. So all these things that just like kind of turned me off, but I really did want my placenta encapsulated. So I talked to my husband and he was like, well, let's just do like start this. Like, let's just do it. So I went ahead and got licensed, certified. I had built a couple of labs and the process got started. We've been growing each and every year. And I think it's just because one, like the education behind it, and we really are very transparent with our whole entire process. We post videos daily of the actual placenta encapsulation process. You can actually find us, Mommy Made Encapsulation on Instagram. And you can see that we post every single placenta encapsulation. You see the lab, you see the workspace.
I kind of feel like it's like Dr. Pimple Popper, if you guys ever follow.
Yes. You know, it's so funny. I've heard that quite a bit. Yeah.
Like, it's like you become addicted to YouTube. It. Like, yeah, you're like... The placentas look different too. Like not
every placenta is the same. It's like exactly like snowflakes. But they're like, it's like grossly satisfying, I guess you could say. And yes. But we do. So it really has like dropped this veil where people didn't really know what it was and really skeptical about, and are really trying to educate all the moms out there. And not even just the moms. I mean, really her whole support team, because like we were saying, you know, the moms being able just to be there in their sound mind and just being able to be present and not feel depleted is really just going to help them to just, you know, have a better postpartum journey. Mm-hmm. We did a poll and asking women like, hey, do you know what causes postpartum depression? And over 50% of women said no. So, that's a huge epidemic in our society. You know, one out of every five women will experience postpartum depression. But, the Mommy Millionaires Society, has helped me tremendously. You know, like Kayla was saying, you know, we've been friends and we've known, you know, each other through different social circles. But really, just every time that I would listen to you, I would just catch like a gem. Like every time there's this knowledge and wisdom, and that kept prompting me to then, of course, join the Millionaire Society. But one thing that I was having a lot of difficulty with myself was I was doing everything. I mean, the placenta pickups, the placenta deliveries, the placenta encapsulations themselves, the posting, I mean, answering messages, everything. And I remember one time I did like a phone call with Kayla. It was when you were doing the daily touch. And I came on and I remember being in the lab and I was talking to you about, I'm like, what? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I have no time. And you did say that I need to hire before I'm actually like ready to hire.
Yes. It's so important.
So I actually sat on that advice for a little bit. And then my husband, which is part, he's part of the business as well. He would come into the lab and he's like, hey, I have this amazing idea. Like, what if we did X, Y, and Z with this? And what about X, Y, and Z with that? And I would look at him like hands, like full of a bloody placenta, like so frustrated. Like, okay, how are you? I don't have time to talk about this. Are you done talking so I can get back to actually doing the work?
Right.
And he started to point that out, how frustrating that was. He said, you know, I feel like, you know, like I'm like the CEO of Walmart and I'm coming to you as you're like a cashier. And I'm like trying to talk to you about like, hey, what if we expand into this area? Or what if we do this with the store? And you're just like, excuse me, can you like move along now? Like I have a line full of people. So that would really help me to see that I was actually suffocating my business. And so I took that leap and invested in myself. And I hired two people to actually help me do the placenta encapsulations themselves. And I like overnight, practically like within 30 to 45 days, my business doubled. Like I went from doing 30 to 40 placentas to doing about 60 to 80 placentas. And we're still growing, you know? So that was huge for me. And I'm still like, you know, I'm still doing placenta pickups and deliveries. We are in the
hire again. Yes.
Right. So now it's time to hire again because it was easier doing pickups and deliveries when there was only like 40 of them, but now there's double. So it takes up a lot of our time.
Yeah. Well, it's such an exciting place to be. And I think being a part of the society, you just feel like that constant support, like to be able to go in there and ask questions like, you know, should I hire again? Like,
right. And for this business too, like we have a shipping component. Mm-hmm. We're now doing celebrities and influencers as well. We're also expanding into other cities where
you have an influencer on the podcast, Krista, who's pregnant. So she needs to get,
yes, Krista, I will be doing your placenta.
I am down. I did it with Axel. So I will be doing it with this pregnancy again.
Well, I will be more than happy and I will record the whole process for you so you can have it as a little keepsake.
Yay. I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
And I think what's really cool about yours is you said that you have bubblegum flavored pills.
Right. So yeah, that was another component. Like we really wanted to take like and make this a brand. I mean, so it's one thing to be able to be like, oh, you know, I'm the greatest placenta encapsulation specialist in my area, or like just to be able to just doing it just to get it done. Like, I mean, and putting it in just a regular jar or whatever, but we really went and took that step and made it a brand. We wanted to make this like super fabulous and take something that was really like gross. You know, we offer flavored capsules. So it comes in like cute pink, like bubblegum flavored or strawberry or grape. And, you know, so you don't taste anything, but it also looks really cute. It comes in a cute glass water bottle and it's the whole brand and people like recognize us and they see it and they're like, oh, okay, it's a trusted brand and not just like a trusted person or like, oh, is this person doing this like in their backyard or coming and doing it in my house, you know?
It looks so professional and classy. And I'm like, seriously, if I do have another baby, I'm calling.
Yes. I'm speaking that.
I'm excited.
Just accept it.
Really quick. I just want to say this because I know that there's going to be viewers on here wondering who this was actually when I had talked about encapsulating my placenta. It was a huge conversation.
Yeah.
Like huge. Yeah. Like there are so many people who still don't really know what it is. And then there are so many people who do. So it was definitely like a big deal when I had talked about this on my social media. So the one thing I want to say really quick is that having, and this might be TMI, but for those of you guys wondering, like, well, what is it like, taste like? What do you mean, like, you do a flavor? It's kind of like beef jerky, like flavor. So having that flavor is like, I'm sold. I'm like sold, and I cannot wait to use you.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Encapsulate my placenta.
About beef jerky.
Well, you know, and to piggyback on that, like, I really feel like being part of the Millionaire Society and like gaining that confidence to where I can exert myself as an expert. Like, I have personally encapsulated over 2,000 placentas, and there's nobody else that even like remotely holds a candle. So, I mean, that can be kind of like a scary territory where, you know, there are, like you were saying, Krista, like there's a lot of skepticism or myths or like questions that people have. So I've been able to go on different, you know, like the podcasts or people's Instagram lives that have encapsulated with us, and they want to bring me on so I can answer those questions, because it is a really big conversation. And postpartum depression is a really scary thing that women are really concerned about with birth. And it's really helped me to gain my confidence to be able to answer questions confidently and exert myself as that expert in the field.
I freaking
what is it? Sorry, I this is the number one question that I got. So I think asking you would be cool, because you're probably going to have a lot of people wondering. What is the number, like, what is the reason for it? What are the benefits of encapsulating your placenta, and what does it do for you after you deliver?
Yeah. Okay, so real quick, here's my overview. Basically, what happens is when a woman is not pregnant, we have all these other like endocrine organs that produce hormones. Like, for example, our thyroid. What happens is when a woman becomes pregnant, the placenta actually takes over all of the hormone production. None of the other organs are producing hormones at this point. So once the woman delivers the baby and the placenta leaves the body, all the hormones leave with the placenta. And then it takes all of those other organs that were on like a vacation, so to say. It takes them roughly 6 to 12 weeks before they come back to work and start producing hormones. So we're going this whole time, like just completely depleted of our hormones, of, you know, that loss of blood. And, you know, just all the nutrients in our body. So it's essentially, we're just putting back all those hormones, which hormones control and regulate everything in our body, from the way we think to the way we feel, to how we're healing, to how we're reacting, how we're sleeping, the energy levels, everything. So by putting all that back, plus the stem cells and the proteins and all the different good things that are in the placenta back into our body through flavored capsules, it just helps to regulate and balance out our mood. It helps to regulate our sleep. It helps to give energy. So I have women tell me, oh my God, like I only had 4 hours of sleep last night, but I'm fine. Like I can make it through the day. Helps to avoid the postpartum depression. It helps to increase milk supply. It helps to heal faster. It cuts down on the amount of time that women bleed afterwards. And like the list goes on. Some women are like, I didn't get postpartum hair loss this time, or I still have my pregnancy glow. It's just, it's all around super vitamin.
Oh my gosh. This makes me like, that's such a good question to ask, Krista, because I had never had it explained that way.
Yeah.
I've never had it explained that way. I'm like sold again. Sold.
Me too. Oh my gosh. I'm just like, yeah, I think, and it goes back to, I think this is so important that you're explaining it this way, because it's all about the why. Like it doesn't make sense to me. Like, okay, you could say it helps me with all these things, but
yeah.
My body already do that. And so what you just said about the endocrine system, I'm like, well, duh, why
does
every person do this? Like,
right.
Wow. So for, and you can ship all over the world.
So we do have a shipping option. So all over the United States, if you are in the United States, we can get your placenta encapsulated through us.
What about the Hawaiian people that are listening? And I have a huge Hawaiian.
Yes. Hawaii included. And if anybody is interested in opening up a Mommy Made encapsulation location in their area, we're always looking for that as well. So if someone in Hawaii is down to open up.
I love that.
So cool.
Not so shameless plug.
Yes, you should. Like, I think that's why we're here, is just all to help each other, right? So I love that you're providing opportunities for people to start, you know, their own little
business.
Yeah. And make an income stream. So, you know, what's next for Mommy Made Encapsulation?
Well, like I said, we are going to be expanding into more cities. We're still just trying to make this name like the biggest name in the, you know, encapsulation industry. reaching out, doing still like more celebrities and influencers, placentas, and really just, like I said, just continue to educate and lock down the local market.
What is the belief that you need to hold in order to continue to grow and grow and grow?
That I can have it all, but I can't do it all.
Hmm. Well, and I think a better belief, instead of like, people, like sometimes when we have these beliefs that have a negative connotation, like I can't do it all, like you're adding mm-hmm. it in there. I wouldn't say that out loud again, right? So I would say I can have it all because, like add in a because. I can have it all because I am surrounded by ambitious, loving, supporting people. You know what I mean? So that way it's more yeah. of like, that is why I can have it all, because I'm going to be surrounded by a village of people.
Yes.
And it feels just so much more empowering. Because when we yes. say, you know, I can have it all, but I can't do it all, it's more like, ugh, like you feel like even like subconsciously yeah. kind of saying you're not good enough. And so that's not true.
You're still constantly learning.
Right? No, yeah. And that's like what I always want to be doing. And that's why I think yeah. it's important for every single person to invest in themselves, is because when you have a mentor that's listening into the language that you use, you guys, yep. your language forms your world, right? And so when you have a mentor watching you and looking for your blind spots, they'll call you out on it real quick.
Yeah.
And it helps yep. you just prevent, you know, more failure in your life. So it's pretty cool.
Yes. Thank you, Kayla. I so appreciate everything.
All right. So next up, you guys, we have a very special, I mean, everybody's special. Did I call everybody else special? Well, let's just add that in. Krista and Julianne are special too. Look, I mean, it's the mom in me. I'm like, oh, everybody feels loved. So
we love you, Kayla. We know you love us.
So next up, we have the host of the Just As We Are podcast, where she empowers women to shatter the negative stories they tell themselves and embrace the woman that they are. In 2010, Katrina Lely had hit her own rock bottom. And so she's here today to share how being a part of the Millionaire Society has really helped her start her podcast and really move closer and closer to her dream life. So welcome, Katrina, to the show.
Thank you so much for that. I'm so grateful to be here and just so incredibly happy. I just have to tell you, when I got the message yesterday, I immediately called my husband and he could not understand what I was saying, because I was so excited and screaming. And I was just like, this is amazing. I manifested this, you know, just this opportunity, and to be in this space with these women is incredible. So thank you.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love it. You have to see yourself somewhere before it happens. And so you saw yourself on the Mommy Millionaire podcast.
Yes, right? I did. Yep, absolutely.
All right. So, you know, tell us a little bit about, I remember our first coaching session in the society. And so for those of you guys that aren't a part of it, I go live about once a week. Well, I go live 3 times a week, actually. But once a week, I'll take on people to be coached live with me. And Katrina was one of the first people that we coached in there. And, you know, at that time she hadn't started her podcast yet. And she was kind of like in this like chaotic space in her mind. And so Katrina, tell us, how did, you know, doing the coaching session and being a part of the society really catapult you to the next level?
So being a part of the society, which everybody should be, it just brought some more clarity and confidence in myself. Mm-hmm. And not knowing, and I kind of was in that space of, okay, what do I want to do next? You know, I've been a stay-at-home for a couple of years. I've been in network marketing. I've done a couple other things. And it's just like, okay, what do I really want to do? Where I've lost passion for life in a way. Mm-hmm. And on that coaching call, you know, we talked about me just, you know, going and doing things that I love, going and having more fun. And that was such a key part that was missing from my life that I didn't realize, because I kind of felt like I was stuck between a rock and a hard place, just really trying to concentrate hard in chaos. What am I going to do next? What's the next step for me? I know that I'm made for more. I know that I have a story to share, and I have a gift to share with people. And how can I turn that into something, you know, that will reach people and be profitable at the same time, right?
Right.
So I took your advice, and for 30 days, it was hard. It was really hard for me.
Oh yeah. Cause that was the advice. I said, you can't think about work or anything for 30 days, huh? That's right.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. And I'm like, wait a second, this makes no sense. We're in the Mommy Millionaire Society. And, you know, I love when she throws curveballs like that. Like, turns you, slows you down, puts you back.
You think and, you know what I'm going to say, but you don't ever know.
Exactly. Exactly. And so it was, it really just, it helped calm my mind, which is what I needed, because I can get going so fast and have so many different ideas. And therefore you get stuck in that space where if you have so many ideas, you need that clarity. And I did that. I spent time with my family. I had fun. I remembered to laugh again, which wasn't a lot going on of that in my house. And, you know, it brought me to this vision of, okay, what do I love to do? Well, I love talking to people. And I say that my podcast has been about 25 years in the making, because when I was younger, I got a recorder for Christmas and I took it around and I'd record my family members and make them say hi in the microphone, and, you know, have conversations with my friends. And here we are now, you know, I am doing something I love. I love sitting down and talking with people about the real stuff, about the real life stuff. Mm-hmm. And the Millionaire Society has just been so detrimental in that, in one, giving me the confidence and having the support around me with women who I see who are doing things with their life, but guess what? They're just like me. They have those doubts. They can have those doubts. They can have those, you know, beliefs that may be holding them back. And being a part of a group that is wanting to move forward and is so intentional about it, and having somebody like you, a mentor in there who is just really good at getting to the root of the problem, it's just been, it's been really just so life-changing already. And I'm so grateful for it.
Oh, I love it. It makes me so excited. And, you know, to go back to what the advice that I gave about having fun is, there's a lot of people right now that are listening into this podcast, right? And they're stuck in that, like, you know, what else can I do in order to have. And you never want, I mean, it's an interest. I'll say you never want to, but when you're in that spot, it's an interesting place to be, because you, the action is actually not ever going to bring you clarity, because you have to actually retrain your brain, because you're going to find your spot back, yourself back in that spot a month later, you know, 60 days later. And so doing the childlike things will bring back the childlike faith. And so that's where the advice came in, you need to have more fun. And for, there's a lot of hustlers listening in right now. And I'm telling you, I'm preaching to the choir when I say this kind of stuff, because this is my number one issue in my life. Always, it always comes back to this, but I have to force myself to have fun and to have that playtime, because when you have playtime, that's actually when your brain becomes more creative, right? And so you can really go, yeah, this is like, you can cultivate and cultivate and cultivate the idea even more. And so if you guys are in that mode where Katrina was, where she's overanalyzing everything, stop. You know, don't let yourself do anything with the business or with your ideas for 30 days, and I'll only be focused on having fun and doing the things that really bring you true joy. And for her, it was like, she just wanted to hang out with her kids and not be like feeling like she was missing out on a business idea, you know? And I've totally caught myself there before. So you guys, this is your permission slip. Sometimes we're waiting for that permission slip. Here's everybody's permission slip to go have some fun. So, Katrina, you're rocking out this podcast. Where do you see yourself going, you know, in, let's say, you know, 15 years from today?
Oh gosh, 15 years from today. My podcast is going to be top of the charts. You know, everybody's going to be wanting to come on it and share their stories. I see myself speaking and coaching other women and coaching other mamas and to more belief in themselves and the freedom, the time freedom. My husband will be home. That's one of my huge goals, is my husband will have the choice of whether or not he wants to continue to work or not. Mm-hmm. And so he'll be home. We'll be traveling. And I will have a legacy, a setup for my kids in a way that, you know, they will have more choices.
Yeah.
With their own lives. And I am just, that really just excites me, you know? So I see myself traveling, speaking, sharing the stories and empowering other women to speak up too, because I think we need more of that in the world, you know, more people talking.
When's your first event going to be?
2021.
Okay. I'm going to challenge you to do it sooner.
Okay.
Okay. Because you're thinking, oh, well, I need a whole year to get ready for this thing. Go well. You know, because I already know that's the thought right now in your head. We always have that belief, right, that's holding us back. And so there's no better time than the present. You know,
yeah.
Even if it's five people that show up at the event, like, it's five people that you're going to serve and that are going to have, I don't know why I said five, but you know, that are going to have an amazing experience with you. And those will be become like, basically like your, you know, your loyal fan base. And so I would say, don't wait to do an event, do it now. Okay. You just came home from Mommy Millionaire Live. You know, the power of events.
Yes.
And community that it can cultivate. And I mean, that's why that's why we're doing so many events next year, is because I know the power of them. So I think you should do more. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've totally felt that overthinking, like I need more information come up right away when you asked me that question. And so I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah. And you know, like anytime, like our brains want to say, I need more information until, and then I can do this. That's when you need to go to journal and meditate, and you'll find you already have the answers and you already have the information on how you're going to do it and slay it. So, you know, quick reminder to everybody to journal and meditate. But you guys, I was so excited to have you guys on. Have you guys met before this?
No.
Okay. But I feel like in the society, I mean, Katrina, I feel like you've really worked the room in there. I feel like you've gotten a lot of people to come on your podcast, and like you've really gone in there and made it into your community. And then there's some people that go in there and you're like, I'm here for the coaching. I kind of just watch. And you still get something. I mean, you still get a lot out of it. And then there's some people like, you know, you just know it's there when you need it, right? You tap into it when you feel like you need it. And so I feel like we kind of like got all three types of people. We kind of like strategically picked everybody for, you know, who you are in the group. And I'm just so thankful that you guys like, and just honored that you guys would be a part of the society and show up and just serve everybody in a massive way today. Because even though all of you guys are in different walks in your careers and in your life, we're all very unique in the fact that, I mean, we all kind of have our own things going on, but we are so freaking ambitious, all of us. And we all believe that the sky is the limit. And it's just like, you know, this being a part of the society, you're just one connection away from that next big thing that is going to catapult your business. And so I think that's what makes me so excited about the society and having you guys stay in it month after month after month, is because the people and the connections that you make in there will actually catapult you. So, you know, you might be, I mean, having Krista Parney as your next influencer, Julianne.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Right. Like she almost has like a Jesus Christ following, like where like people will die for her. Like I feel like. Like they're,
yeah. Oh my God.
No, they're like so loyal.
That's amazing. Kayla, I just wanted to add to that real quick about, you know, the community that's in there.
Yeah.
It is so right on. Coming home from Mommy Millionaire Live, I have had so many women who are just so willing to help me in building my business and come on my podcast and go and ask them questions. You don't get that everywhere. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Come to the Millionaire Society. Those women in there are all there for multiple reasons, but one reason, we're all there for community to support each other and see each other succeed. And I just love that about the community.
Yay. Thank you for selling it for me.
Oh, totally.
And I think, well, you guys, like side note, like if you didn't notice, like that's the most powerful way to sell any of your products is having other people about it. Because I can sit here all day long until I'm blue in the face and say all the reasons why you need it. But until you hear it from the mouth of somebody that's experienced it and they say you need it, that's when you take action. And so you guys take notes, make sure you're doing things like this to get your community excited about your products and your offers and all that good stuff. So I'm going to ask you guys all, we're going to wrap it up. So I just want you guys to give your best tip to all of the entrepreneurs that are listening in right now and helping them take their business to the next level. What would you say?
Okay. So my biggest piece of advice that I could give to anyone, no matter what business you're in, whether you're in brick and mortar or direct sales or whatever it is to stay genuine to you. Mm. Don't try to duplicate someone else's success. So don't look at what someone else is doing and try to do that because it's successful for them. Try to just literally stay in your own lane, stay true to who you are, and show up as yourself, not someone who you think people want to see.
Oh, I freaking love that. That just gave me chills, Krista. Because it's always like when you try to be somebody else, you're being a watered down version,
and for sure,
down version of anything.
And I think to like piggyback on that, no matter how weird or your unique your idea might seem, I mean, as far as even like doing placentas, I mean, it might really throw some people off, but if it's something that you really truly believe in and you feel it deep in your soul and you have a passion for it, just do it. Mm. I mean, you never know.
I agree. I totally agree.
Well, I think some of the best ideas, I mean, obviously you've captured one of the best ideas, but they're ones that people don't understand at first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then your interesting opportunity is getting them to understand it and in a great marketing way. And you've done that. So
yeah.
Yay. I love that.
I would say to really just put yourself in the middle of the people that you want to be around, that you want to be like, put yourself in the middle and go to work on the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The mindset, if the mindset isn't there, it doesn't matter how hard you try, mm-hmm. you're going to attract what you are, right? So go
for sure
in the middle and work on that mindset. It is so freaking worth it.
Ah, you guys are all freaking amazing. I wish we could just sit here and chat all day, but that's kind of what we do in the society anyway. We also get to work, right? So for those of you guys listening in, I want you to head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure that you're subscribed to our email list so you know when we're launching new products and offers. And we're going to link up every single one of these girls' Instagrams and their websites so you guys can check them out and see what they're all about. Give them a follow. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag all of us. Tell us what you learned and what you resonated with so we can know, just how to show up better for you, right? We like the feedback. So I love you guys so much. Remember, if you have a dream in your heart, all you have to do is believe that you deserve it. Go out there, ladies, and get what you want.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.